Unit 8.
Listening. Inuit whaling. For and against.
Okay, class. You wanted to have a discussion about Inuit whaling. Dave, you're new to Alaska. What do you have to say about it?
Well, I read Amy's story in the school paper, and I thought it was terrible. I mean, all this whale killing. The pictures of the dead whales are horrible. There's all this blood on the ice, and the whale is all cut open. We all talk about how we can save the whales, and the Inuits are still killing them.
But, Dave, it's not like it's big business for us. Other countries like Japan or Russia have factory ships. But we don't kill whales for profit. Inuits only take the whales they need for themselves, no more. Whaling is an old tradition. It's been the same for thousands of years.
Yeah, but life is changing for the Inuits too. I mean, you've got all-terrain vehicles and planes and modern houses. Where's the tradition in that?
Do you want us to live in igloos or something?
No, but Inuits don't need the whale meat to live anymore. I mean, my dad said there's lots of good jobs and money up there, right? There's oil in northern Alaska. The Inuits are making a lot of money from the oil. So why can't you go shopping for your food like everybody else in America?
That's what makes it so important for my people to follow Inuit traditions. So we're not just like everybody else in America. Whaling is a time when we remember our traditions. Our traditions make us different. That's really important now, I think.
Well, I still think they should stop whaling everywhere. If the Inuits kill whales, you can't stop Norway, and you can't stop Russia or Japan, and they're killing thousands of whales.
Don't be silly. The Inuits are really careful and always check the number of whales they catch and the numbers that are left. Did you know that there are actually more whales now than in the past?
That's the way it should be. The whales were there before the Inuits came, weren't they?
But have you ever thought about how it's...